Tuning now as we sit down with the Chief Executive Officer of the South African Optometric Association, Harry Rosen, to commemorate a century of excellence and innovation within the organization. Established way back in 1924, the South African Optometric Association has been a beacon of progress in the field of optometry and has been dedicated actually to serving its members and also advancing eye care across the nation. And from its inception in the boardroom of what was then known as the Science and Technical Club in Johannesburg, Gauteng, the South African Optometric Association has embarked on sort of a remarkable journey of growth and achievement over those many years. The association obviously spearheaded numerous initiatives and done a few initiatives in Cape Town, for instance. One was at Merendal. The other one was where the association teamed up with Golden Arrow Bus Services and had their drivers eye tested, and with other, you know, role players as well as stakeholders in the organization. And it's important for us to highlight that they are celebrating 100 years this year. Not exactly 100 years, but close to 32, 35 is Harry Rosen, the CEO of the organization. Harry, a very good morning to you and welcome to Cape Talk.
Well, thank you so much, Lang. You did really well until you sort of referred to my age, but good morning to you.
Harry, can you walk us through the humble beginnings of the South African Optometric Association and how it actually evolved over the past century?
Yeah, for sure. You know, actually, you know, preparing for this interview, there are approximately 120 milestones. So, of course, we don't have the time for that. So I've just taken the liberty of highlighting just a few which have relevance. I think you started off extremely well when you spoke about the initiation or the birth of the Optometric Association in 1924 at the boardroom of the Science and Technical Club. Actually, interestingly enough, there were 13 what we referred to as opticians in those days who actually were responsible for that birth. It's just interesting to note, you know, there are close to 2,000 members as we sit here today in 2024. In 1927, that's a couple of years later, you know, it's also interesting to note, or relevant to note, that the South African Optometric Association is also a founding member of the World Council of Optometry. So when you speak about, you know, basically creating awareness and providing eye care to the nation, I mean, that's obviously very accurate, but it's far broader than that. You know, it's a global phenomenon as well. It's also interesting to note, you know, when we speak about the South African Optometric Association, it actually was named the South African Optical Association to start off with. It was only in about 1964 when the name changed to South African Optometric Association. Around about 1931, there was a very significant court case because at that time, interestingly enough, optometry or optometrists were not recognized as members of the healthcare profession. And there was a court case against one particular optometrist by the name of J.L. Sachs. And he had counseled two patients who he didn't treat. But there was a court case against him for breaking the law, and he was found guilty. But there was an appeal, and this, and I'll only mention this because this has great significance moving forward, because it became the first time where optometry became recognized as a profession. And that also included the prerogative to charge for fees for professional services rendered. You spoke about Cape Town, and of course you were correct, because it was in 1935 actually where the first branch of the South African Optometric Association was formed in Cape Town. And interestingly enough, in addition to that, about 5 years later, it was the first record of a recommendation for a professional fee for an eye test that came from the Cape Town branch. And that fee was 7 shillings and a sixpence. So I think this is a couple of other points just to move on. I mentioned South African Optical Association being transformed into the Optometric Association. The term optometrist also, as a matter of interest, has undergone all sorts of change since its inception. And bearing in mind, optometry, of course, was made available, optometric services, before the birth of the association. But optometrists were referred to as optologists and opticians and so forth. But the name officially was coined, or the name optometrist was coined for the first time in 1964. So, interestingly enough.
How is the sort of vision and the mission, because, you know, we went from over the 100 years, I think, in terms of the landscape of South Africa, we've gone through a number of various changes and, you know, getting into democracy and things like that. What is the actual purpose and the formation and the reason behind the Optometric Association? What is it, just for optometrists to belong to, or is there a broader kind of overreach in terms of what you do for optometrists?
Yeah, Zane, I think that's a really important question, and it is a little bit broader. I suppose one could regard in very simplistic terms as the South African Optometric Association serves as the eyes, the ears, the voice, and the conscience of the profession. The conscience really relating to standards of practice and ethics, the voice of being, you know, the representativity and representation. But there's a very strong emphasis on awareness and the provision of care to the public. And, you know, as an example, the Optometric Association was intimately involved in the birth of the Pepper train in 1993, which is a train that goes throughout South Africa. I think it comes from Tswana, from the Tswana language, and Sotho meaning good health. And the very first train with three coaches dedicated to optometry. So let's just give you an idea. And you already mentioned some of the initiatives in Cape Town, collaboration with the Department of Transport, which I believe is now referred to as Department of Mobility. They have a big walk. And there have been many other initiatives throughout the country. So the SOA, you know, has a strong focus, of course, on representing the professions of optometry and dispensing opticianry as a matter of interest, but also a strong focus on the provision of affordable, high-quality care to the nation, as you so articulately presented in the beginning.
Mm. Inclusivity has become a very, very important thing. And, you know, we look at optometry and we look at the landscape of optometry across the country, where you have rural as well as, you know, metros in terms of where we operate. How is that inclusivity for members, and how do you actually strengthen, I would say, a black optometrist in a very rural area? What are the support systems there for him via the society?
Yeah. Yeah, regrettably, Zane, you know, I would not be telling the truth if I told you, you know, everything was hunky-dory, you know, because I think with many other professions as well, many of them, you know, are sort of located in the more urbanized areas, more affluent areas. But there are initiatives in place. You know, I've mentioned the Pela Pepper train, which is not an SOA initiative, but we are very strongly allied with that train. And we do have outreach programs on a regular basis. So, you know, there are initiatives in an attempt to address the South African population at large, but make no mistake, you know, there's a lot of work to be done. Also, if you look at the total, the profession of optometry at the moment, and you look at the number of optometrists employed in the public sector, you know, there's still a lot of improvement, you know, that we look forward to, you know, moving forward. So are the initiatives in place? Absolutely, yes. You know, is it ideal? The answer is no. But certainly, with the infrastructure we have, we do our best.
Mm. Harry, the celebration takes place on the 19th of July. And what can people, the optometrists who are listening this morning, what can they look forward to, and where is the celebration taking place?
Okay. So let me start off by saying, actually, the birthday was yesterday. It was the 31st of March. And in fact, because it's a long weekend and a Sunday and so forth, we actually had some celebration at the SA offices, the head offices in Midrand. So we had a number of the past presidents who were localized, so to speak, you know, from the Gauteng area, with a little bit of song and joy. So that was the initiation of the celebration on the day, which is it's quite a thing, actually, a privilege, you know, once in a lifetime opportunity to be associated with such an anniversary. But to take your point, you're quite right. There's a very big conference taking place in Gauteng on the 18th, 19th, and 20th of July. And that really encompasses two components. One is a very extensive academic program, and that is combined with a lot of social activities, so to speak. I think it's fair to say, if I may, Zane, that during the well, the initiation or the introduction of COVID, which has a devastating impact on the world, South Africa, and of course the professions of optometry and dispensing opticianry. You know, I think the practitioners were starved of personal interaction amongst each other.
Mm.
So this will be the first since 2019, this conference will be the first time that there will be a congregation of this nature. We're also wanting to initiate outreach programs, to go back to your earlier comment. You know, some members of the public will benefit as well.
Harry Rosen, the CEO of the South African Optometric Association, chatting to us this morning. Thank you so much for your time.